Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Aaron Cohen from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Sabrina?
This is her.
Hi, Sabrina. You're still living in Phoenix, Arizona, correct?
I do, yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
As pertaining to what?
Generally speaking, everything.
Price-wise, wrong track. I mean, people are barely living these days.
Okay, so you feel that it's on the wrong track right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear? Do you want me to read you the Lavin area again?
No, I'm fine. I'm in Lavin.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Now, what year were you born?
82.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
We all are.
You are?
Yes.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I think it's good here.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use the number from 0 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Most shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses. 1 to 5. What number would you give me?
Say that again. Sorry.
Most shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
3, because there seems to be building a lot of storage around here, which I think is a waste of space.
All right, I understand. More dining and entertainment options. 1 to 5.
That's gotten better. I want to say we're almost at a 4.
Okay. And better public transportation options.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, the bus stop. I mean, hopefully those are going to become more.
So what number would you give me? That would improve the quality of your life. Okay, thank you. And not more good paying jobs.
Good paying jobs. I mean,
would that improve the quality?
Like that around here. Yeah, that would improve the quality of life.
So 1 of 5. What number would you give me?
5 for that.
Thank you. Better streets and road maintenance. 1 of 5.
That would be a 5 too, because there's some stuff that's still one lane that needs to be fixed.
Okay, I got you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy. 1 of 5.
I think there's a lot of houses around here, but maybe like a 3.
Okay, thank you. More park and recreational opportunities. 1 of 5.
That one would be, no, Chavez Park is right there. Maybe a 3. The entertainment one, changed that one to a 5, because there's like no movie theater around here.
So you want me to put 5 on the entertainment, more dining entertainment options?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Unemployed.
Unemployed, you said, right?
No, I'm employed. I have
employed.
A job.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ offices, workers, and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
There's not very many. I mean,
there's a couple different
dental offices and stuff, but that's it.
So you said it's too few, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses and businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
I mean, it's getting better, so maybe like a two.
So you said about the right amount?
No, I mean, I guess it could be a little better.
So too few then?
Too few, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes or no?
Strongly.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains. Yes or no?
Say that again. What chains?
Dollar stores and discount chains.
No, I think we have a good amount of those already.
Okay, thank you. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
We have quite a few of those too.
Okay. So that would be a no, right? Right?
Yeah.
Doctor's offices and hospitals. Yes or no?
We only have like the one hospital, so it'd be nice to have a bigger hospital close.
So that would be a yes, right?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more in Levine? In your own words, what would you like to see that you don't see too much in Levine that you would like to see?
A Target.
Oh, Costco.
And a movie theater.
Okay. I heard that one before, too, a movie theater. Costco.
Costco, Target, and a movie theater.
Thank you. Movie theater. Okay. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, not a problem at all, in your own, you know, in your opinion?
Say that again. Like, how hard is it to own a home or rent,
yeah,
instead here?
How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is that a problem in Levine? Is it a big problem? Fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, not a problem at all?
Maybe moderate.
Okay. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Very big problem, fairly problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, not a problem at all.
I think it's maybe a slight.
Thank you. Okay, and still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
I'd say no. There's a lot of kids in this area.
Okay, multifamily houses like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
I'd say yes, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix?
In this area?
Yeah, you know, all together in Phoenix, the Phoenix area, yeah.
Well, I've lived in Levine for 8 years.
What about Phoenix altogether? Oh, that's it.
Like Arizona altogether my whole life.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with a friend or family?
I currently own my home.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
No, I oppose that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor that or you oppose that?
I'm not a parking lot, no, but like there's just dirt fields that could do housing, but not a parking lot. I mean, we need the parking.
Oh, so you oppose that then?
I oppose the parking lot thing, yes.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. I mean, if they start just building houses on top of houses, where the heck are we going to park when we go to these stores?
Okay, I understand. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or do you favor that?
No, not apartments. Condos I'd be fine with, but not apartments.
So you oppose strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. It messes with the values of all the homes around here.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or do you favor?
I favor that one. Condos are not a bad investment.
Somewhat or strong?
Strongly.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
Say that again one more time.
Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or do you favor that?
I'd say I favor that to a point, but not strongly. It would probably be like...
So somewhat favor.
Yeah.
Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes and triplexes. Do you favor that or you oppose that?
No, that's too close to apartments. Like detached townhomes, so it's like single family living is fine, but not where it's like duplexes.
And triplexes. Okay, so you oppose that then?
I oppose that one, yeah.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000. 100,000 to 125. That's it?
75 to 100.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name? Sabrina, right?
Sabrina, yes.
Thank you so much, Sabrina. You've been great. You enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.